there are certain pictures you don't need to send if you're on a dating app. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. I have a lot of friends who happen to be single right now, and they tell me every time they enter the dating arena, especially on a dating app, guys send them pictures, nude pictures, not from the chest up, basically from the waist down. And let me just tell you guys, that is not going to get you any closer to a woman. Sorry to break the news to you, but most women are like, oh, come on, you're done, I'll block you. Bumble is doing something about it. Bumble is a dating app that gives women the chance to say yes or no. And joining us is Peyton Iemi. And Peyton, how are you today?
I'm doing well. So great to join you all.
So you're the head of public policy for the American side of Bumble. So Bumble is international?
It is absolutely international. I cover all of North America, but I also cover Latin America. So I do the Americas.
And tell everybody, in your words, what Bumble is. What kind of dating app?
Well, Bumble is a social app. So it has the dating side of it, the Bumble date, but it also has Bumble friends, which are those who don't want a romantic relationship, but maybe they're new to a city or new to a place and they just want to meet people. But it also has Bumble Biz, and that's for entrepreneurs who may want to meet other people in business for connections or just for lessons learned. So it's a more of a social app, but we are most well known for the dating aspect.
Yeah, and you're most well known because Bumble lets women make the first move.
That is absolutely correct.
And am I wrong? I don't want to say what kind of picks they are, but I will tell you, I know a lot of women who are dating who are in their 40s and their 50s and their 60s, and they say men continue to send them pictures of their genitals.
And who has time for that? Nobody wants to see that.
So there's finally a law on the books, and I just got that news today. Tell everybody about it.
That is absolutely correct. Bumble was started by our CEO, Whitney Wolf Hurd. It was a place where relationships could be more equal, more equitable, and more healthy. This is why we had the woman first in the heterosexual relationships. But moreover, we did a study several years ago, and we found that one in three of the Bumble users had received one of these lewd images. And of that number, 96% of those women didn't want it. So the company set to work. We started right in our backyard in Texas, determined that there was no bill, not only in Texas, but no bill in the United States that covered this. And so we passed a law in 2019 in Texas. And just a few days ago, we just passed one in Virginia as well, that is to prohibit the sending of these lewd pics. We like to call it cyber flashing, just like flashing happens on the street and it's illegal. Cyber flashing should also be illegal.
And I wish there's a guy listening that does this that could explain why he thinks that's good. Because one of my friends who's on Bumble, actually in one of the profiles, I think it's Bumble, put no D pics because so many of them were coming in. And if 96% of women go, yeah, that doesn't turn me on, why do guys do it?
I cannot answer it, but I can speak to some of the harms. It is not attractive. It is not something that they're consenting to, not wanted. And just like you said, it's not going to get you anywhere with these women. So I think that some people might do it. They might think it's funny. You know, they might want to poke or harass people. And we just believe that that's not something that should be happening on the internet. And I want to broaden it a little bit. We happen to be a social media company that's leading a charge on this, but this charge is not about dating apps only. We have something called Private Detector on our own platform, and it basically automatically with AI blurs an image, and you get to pick yes or no if you want to see it, because we're not judgmental here. But the point is that the rest of the internet doesn't have these type of protections. What happens when you're on the train? What happens when you're on the airplane? What happens when you're in the music vest or you're traveling? All these other places where people could just airdrop photos or other social sites or job networking sites, or if you're a real estate agent, for goodness sakes. And that's really what this is about. It's a broader community.
So Texas has a law. Virginia just passed a law a few days ago, and it means there is a fine coming if you send one of those kind of pictures, a fine of $500.
Yes, absolutely. In Virginia, a private right of action, you can sue up to $500, and you could get your court fees or legal fees that would also have to be covered. In Texas, a little bit more dangerous. It actually is a misdemeanor, and you could face criminal liability.
Is there any move to get it done in Illinois?
I would love to see this in Illinois. I'm from the Midwest. I'm actually from next door in Wisconsin, raised there, family still there, and it is a real top goal of ours. We think the Midwest, Illinois would be a place that could really set the tone for your region and passing one of these bills. We'd love to see that.
Well, thank you for joining us, and you represent Bumble very well, and I hope you'll come back when you get some of these laws pushed through. Hopefully, you know, you get it done in our state as well and in your state of Wisconsin.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and happy, happy spring and summer to everyone out there.
Peyton Emmy, Bumble's head of public policy for the Americas.